Are MPs targeting religious freedom? In a Justice Committee hearing at the end of October, Member of Parliament and Committee Chair Mark Miller stated, quote, in Leviticus, Deuteronomy, and Romans, there are passages with clear hatred towards, for example, homosexuals. I don't understand how the concept of good faith could be invoked if someone were literally invoking a passage from, in this case, the Bible, though there are other religious texts that say the same thing, end quote. The committee was discussing the crime of willfully promoting hatred, and more specifically, the good faith religious argument defense to that crime. This was a part of a broader discussion about Bill C-9, the government's Combating Hate Act. Bill C-9 is a government bill. Recently, the National Post reported that the Liberal government had agreed to support a proposed Bloc Québécois amendment that would remove the good faith religious defense to the crime of willfully promoting hatred. That amendment has not yet been discussed at the Justice Committee. The Bloc Québécois MP encouraging this amendment repeatedly referred to the non-prosecution of a Montreal imam who had publicly prayed that Allah would exterminate all Zionists as a reason to get rid of the religious defense. Arguably, the imam's prayer was a veiled call for Muslims to engage in violence against Jews. Does the religious defense allow people to get away with calling for violence in the name of religion? No. There is no religious defense in Canada's criminal law for advocating genocide or terrorism, uttering threats, inciting hatred in a manner likely to lead to a breach of the peace, or counseling someone to commit assault or any other offense. The religious defense only limits the broader and potentially more unwieldy and imprecise offense of willfully promoting hatred. The religious defense is also limited by the requirement that the opinion be expressed in good faith. That means the person making the statement must be sincerely trying to discern and articulate a religious truth. If the motive is to promote hatred and disguise this with religious language or by citing religious texts, the defense is not available. Why does the religious defense matter? The religious defense is an important safeguard against the abuse of the hate propaganda offense. It ensures that Canadians can wrestle with religious questions and religious texts and share and debate their beliefs. It also allows people to confront and criticize teachings within their own and other faith traditions. There are appropriate limits to freedom of expression in Canada, but when it comes to religious beliefs, Canadians must be permitted to disagree, to debate, and to discern religious truth. As Christine Van Gyne argues in the National Post, quote, it's dangerous for politicians to believe they can use statutes to sanitize scripture they don't even properly understand. Criminal law is the state's most violent instrument. It should not be swung at the human soul, end quote. Religious freedom is core to Canadian law. The idea of removing the religious defense reflects the proud belief that modern sensibility of what is right or wrong trump religious beliefs held for thousands of years. What difference will it make? This amendment, if passed, will not criminalize the Bible or passages from the Bible as such. No one is proposing to ban the Bible or parts of it. But it would make it easier to prosecute Christians for publicly declaring biblical truths regarding issues of morality and identity, truths which many people claim are both hateful and hate-promoting. Removing the good faith religious defense may discourage some Christians from citing certain parts of Scripture or defending biblical principles in public dialogue. Although we have other concerns with the Combating Hate Act, this proposed amendment is the most troubling. Send an easy mail to your MP and to the members of the Committee on Justice and Human Rights to ask them to oppose this amendment.